in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good, sultry Tuesday morning. Talking today with Paul Schimpf. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me in.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it is hot. It's amazing. just a couple days ago, it was cold. I was at a minor league baseball game, Central Illinois, and it was downright chilly. So, you know, what they say, Southern Illinois, you know, don't like the weather, just wait a couple days and it'll change. But
what concerns me is the fact that, you know, we're having temperatures. The fact is, I even saw a 100 in there coming up within the next 5 days, and we're still in June. You know, what has July and August got in store?
Right. No, this just feels like a year where we didn't have much of a spring at all. We went from cold to really as hot as possible. So anyway, I can't say that we're not used to it in Southern Illinois. That's, you know, that's what we see a lot of. But anyway, it is 2 weeks until the primary election. So this
2 weeks
is
exactly.
This is crunch time. This is the last interview before that June 28th primary. So really excited to be able to spend some time with you today and try to make the case for why Republican voters need to support the Schimpf and Schofield team.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk with Paul Schimpf here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, we're talking with Paul Schimpf today, but before we get back to our conversation with Paul, we've got Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Always good to be on with Paul.
I know, Robert. You're one of my favorite people, and you know, have been a proud customer of yours for a couple years. So glad to see you again.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're going to be my favorite governor someday. I hope.
Thank you, my friend. We've got a primary election coming up 2 weeks from today. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you have not voted already, please do so.
Okay. Well, you know, looking around the studio, we have a variety of shirts. For Flag Day, I've got on my flag shirt. Jeff's got on his Cardinal shirt, and Paul's got on his ship for governor shirt, so Illinois governor. So it's a little variety going here, and that makes it pretty nice. So, but you know, Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, and we have a lot of great gift ideas for Dad at Hooker's Men's Store. And this first one will sound pretty good with the heat we've got going on. We have some great Haggar shorts with stretch waistband, and we have several colors in those. And to go with those, we have all kinds of pullover shirts, including the popular moisture wicking. And we have a variety of patterns and colors of those, as well as solids. And another popular item in our store is our Levi Dockers. We have those wrinkle-free slacks in 5 colors. And we have all kinds of button front sports shirts to go with those, size medium through triple extra large. Now, we also have Haggar dress slacks with the comfort waistband, and we have long sleeve Van Heusen dress shirts to go with those, and we have short sleeve dress shirts from Van Heusen too. And I hear people say short sleeve dress shirts are hard to find, but we've really got a nice selection of them at Hooker's Men's Store. We have a gift counter that includes 7 different aftershave colognes, tie bars, tie chains, billfolds, cufflinks, and other assorted gift items. And if you're undecided, a Hooker's Men's Store gift certificate is always popular gift. I believe Paul went that way one time for his dad.
I did. I like the gift certificates because they can come in and pick out what they want too. So that was one of my dad's. One of my dad's favorite Christmas presents that I got him.
And that told the story very well, you know, and he enjoyed spending it. It was neat to see. So any of these things, we gift wrap free. We're happy to do that. So we want to invite all the listeners to come in and see us for Father's Day, which is this Sunday. And I'll turn it back over to you and Paul. And Paul, always a pleasure.
Well, great to see you, Robert. Thanks for your support throughout the years, and
absolutely.
Best of luck, and I hope people do take advantage of the products that your store offers on Father's Day. This is a perfect time to spruce up Dad's wardrobe.
And it's kind of amazing that Father's Day is here already.
I know, time flies.
We're just rolling right along. Well, I'm going to get out here and let you two get back to work.
All right, Robert.
Thank you very much.
All right.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping by. Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. And again, this is The People Speak. Again, we're talking with Paul Schimpf and getting me adjusted here. I'm getting some outside feedback here. We're a little bit low, so we'll just boost that up a little bit. But as you mentioned before we went on break, you know, just, well, fact is 2 weeks from today, the primary elections will be kicking off in Illinois.
Well, and it's the 2 weeks from today is really the last day to vote. I mean, early voting has already started. So if you're going to be on vacation or you're not going to be around on election day, which is June 28th, get in and vote early. I mean, we have that opportunity. So really, you want to make sure that your vote is counted. There's also, in addition to the governor's race, there's some other contested primary races as well on the Republican side for U.S. Senate, Secretary of State, Illinois Attorney General. So a lot of deserving candidates that need your votes. But the one thing that I would say right now, and we'll talk about it later in the program, but we need to remember that hope is not a plan. Anger is not a solution, and outrage cannot unite our state. Nothing is going to ever change in Illinois unless we defeat J.B. Pritzker. Nothing changes unless J.B. Pritzker loses. And in order to defeat J.B. Pritzker, you have to have a united Republican Party. And one of the reasons that I give people to support me is I'm the candidate that can unite the Illinois Republican Party. You've had two billionaire-backed candidates that have been, basically tearing each other apart. They are not capable of uniting the Republican Party. They cannot unite the Republican Party, therefore they cannot win against J.B. Pritzker in November. And unless you defeat J.B. Pritzker, nothing ever changes in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, one of the reasons that I'm asking people for their votes.
Well, that's one advantage that Pritzker has already right from the start is financing. I mean, he can finance his own campaign and plenty of money to do so.
Well, depending on who the candidate is that comes out of the Republican primary, there may be money to compete. When I win the primary, I will have money to compete against Pritzker in the general election. Ken Griffin, who is the wealthiest man in Illinois, he is open to backing me in the general election. He will not say the same thing about some of the other candidates that are running. There are some Republicans that are running in the primary that will not receive financial backing. And if you don't have the money to get your message out, you're not going to be able to defeat J.B. Pritzker in November. Now, Pritzker is going to have a money advantage. But you don't have to match Pritzker dollar for dollar. You just have to match him. You just have to have enough money to get your message out. Because J.B. Pritzker, has been governor for 4 years, and the people of Illinois have formed their opinion of him. They know that, one, he has no solution to anything other than just raising taxes and expanding the size of government. They also know that he can't be trusted. He told people that, that he wanted a legislative map drawn by an independent commission, not drawn by politicians. But what did he do? He broke that promise. He signed the legislation that drew the new maps drafted by the Democratic politicians. And then third, J.B. Pritzker doesn't follow the rules that he set for everybody else. You know, when he was telling us to stay home, that, you know, when he was issuing stay-at-home orders during the pandemic, he was traveling out of state. So the people of Illinois know that J.B. Pritzker doesn't follow the rules he sets for everybody, doesn't have solutions, and he doesn't tell the truth. So really, you know, if we have a unified Republican Party behind a candidate who can survive the character assassination that we know is coming, J.B. Pritzker is in big trouble.
Right, exactly. And you, as you mentioned, I mean, the message he's putting out is he's done everything for Illinois, but, I mean, people can see otherwise. I mean, they know. We've lived through it 4 years.
Well, he's saying that our financial situation is in much better shape. Really, the reality is our financial problems have not been solved. It's been papered over with a federal bailout.
Mm-hmm.
Pritzker also tries to tout, you know, what he did in the pandemic, but when people are reminded that he didn't follow the rules he set for everybody else, and that also he, you know, he didn't understand the science and really what he did, you know, especially in this area, because we were tied in with the St. Louis region. If you remember, he was shutting down Randolph County in the Metro East based on a positivity rate metric that, one, he didn't understand, and two, was calculated with bad data. You know, this was gross incompetence on the part of the Pritzker administration, where they were not including all the BJC system data in determining this positivity rate. So people realize that J.B. Pritzker, you know, has been a catastrophic failure as a governor. Unfortunately, this election is not going to be simply a referendum on J.B. Pritzker. It's going to be, you know, Pritzker is going to use $100 million to demonize whoever the Republican nominee is, and it's going to wind up, people are going to wind up making a lesser of two evils type of choice, because Pritzker is going to demonize whoever the Republican nominee is. That's another reason why I tell people, hey, I'm your best choice, because I've been vetted. I've been through a statewide race when I ran for Illinois Attorney General, and then I was in a Tier 1 state Senate race. That Senate race that I had against Sheila Simon back in 2016, the Democrats dug. They tried to find dirt on me, and there was nothing that they could use. There's simply the only thing that J.B. Pritzker is going to have to attack me on is my conservative voting record as a state senator. And I'm prepared to defend every single vote I took, because the people of Illinois will agree with me on the votes that I took, not J.B. Pritzker.
Exactly. One of the big areas that you've always been a strong proponent of is protecting the rights of parents.
Well, that was something that it was about a year ago. It was June of 2021 that we proposed an Illinois Parents' Bill of Rights, and nobody else was talking about parents' rights at the time. And even further back than that, when I was a state senator, so this is going back probably, you know, a good 5 years, you know, I was talking about that, you know, the Illinois General Assembly needs to leave control of education to local education leaders and parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the thing that got me, you know, that influenced me to propose a Parents' Bill of Rights in Illinois was the fact that when I was an Illinois senator, at one point in time, there was a bill that was passed where the schools in Illinois were going to start providing contraception to 12-year-olds without informing the parents. And during that floor debate, I said, look, I get it, this is Illinois. I've gotten used to taxes that are too high and state government that's incompetent, but I will never accept or tolerate a government that prevents me from raising my children in accordance with my values. And that was the point that I realized we need a Parents' Bill of Rights in Illinois, because the government in Illinois has just, you know, has gotten out of balance. The government is really, you know, making decisions about education, healthcare, and maturity into adulthood those decisions should be made by parents, not the government. So we proposed a Parents' Bill of Rights back a year ago at this time, after the Virginia election in November of 2021, where parents' rights became a huge issue in that race. Then other candidates started talking about parents' rights. And I was asked, hey, how do you feel about the fact that other candidates are talking about parents' rights as well? And my response was, good. You know, this issue is bigger than any candidate or any campaign, and this is one of the issues that's going to allow Republicans to win in November. So I'm glad that other people are talking about parents' rights, but one of the things that I have to remind people sometimes on the campaign trail is, if you want to know where people really stand or what they really think, mm-hmm. you need to see what they were doing before they were asking you for your vote. Because talk is cheap, mm-hmm. but look at what people were doing before they were asking you for your vote. And I've got a legislative record that backs up everything that I've run on as a candidate, but that legislative record predates my governor campaign. So people know where I stand, and that's another reason that I'm the best Republican candidate.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. We'll come back and talk some more with Paul Shemp here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Got some time left in the program talking with Paul Shemp and the primary election, the Republican primary, coming up here two weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. So we were talking about, you know, why you should consider supporting me in the Republican primary, and we talked about really two reasons we've kind of touched on. One was that you can't beat J.B. Pritzker in November unless you can unify the Republican Party, and unfortunately, you know, two of our billionaire-backed candidates have made themselves electable by burning a lot of bridges. They cannot unify the party, so they're not going to be able to win against J.B. Pritzker in November. Another reason that we talked about is talk is cheap. You don't know where people really stand unless they have a legislative record. I have a legislative record where I voted against every single tax increase that ever crossed my desk. I never introduced legislation that would give the government new taxing powers in Illinois. Illinois' government is not deserving of any additional trust. I voted 100% pro-life as a state senator. Nobody had a stronger voting record in support of the Second Amendment, co-sponsored legislation to abolish the Floyd card. And then I've been voting in favor of local control of education my entire time. My fellow state senators got tired of me saying, we are not, nor should we be, a 59-member school board here in the Illinois General Assembly. So I've got the legislative record that backs up all of my policy positions. Nobody else in the race can describe their legislative record the way I've described mine. So that's a second reason to support me. The third big reason to support me is, I touched on this earlier, you can't change anything unless you can win. And you have to be able to defeat J.B. Pritzker, but I'm the only of the six candidates that appear on the ballot. I am the only one who has won a major race against a Democrat. And think about it, if you had to have an open heart surgery, you would want a doctor that had successfully performed that surgery, mm-hmm. not just somebody that had read about it in the book. Well, if you want J.B. Pritzker gone, if you want somebody who needs to, if we need somebody who can beat a Democrat in a major election, I'm the only one that has done that, that's running for governor. So those are really the three reasons to consider supporting me. Just from a philosophy standpoint, the other thing that I'd like to point out is, you know, think about why stuff never seems to change in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Candidates come and go, but nothing changes. And the reason nothing ever seems to change is, even though we have different candidates cycling through, the mega donors stay the same, the high-powered political operatives stay the same, and the special interest groups stay the same. So if we want change, we need a candidate who is not beholden to those three groups. Somebody that is not beholden to the mega donors, the political operatives, or the special interest groups. I'm not beholden to any of them. I don't have a mega donor patron. The main reason for that is I'm a centrist on the union issues. And in Illinois, the big Republican money in the primary is very much anti-union. You know, and I'm a centrist on the union stuff. You know, I voted with them sometimes, voted against them sometimes. But I don't view unions as the enemy like some of the others in the Republican Party do. But if we want change, we need somebody that's not going to be beholden to the special interest groups, the political operatives or the mega donors, and also somebody that's campaigning on positive ideas that can bring our state together. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing changes if we keep pushing the same tired, toxic politics where the Republicans lose elections and become irrelevant, not even a speed bump in Springfield. We have to have a governor candidate who can unite our state, bring us together, and actually move us in a direction that's going to give more power to the people of Illinois and really kind of start to roll back a lot of this government overreach that we've been seeing. So, you know, my running mate, Carolyn Schofield, and I are the team that are running on ideas that can bring our state together. That's why our policy proposal is called A New Start for Illinois. It's got six pillars to it. If you want to read about it, you can go to my website, shimpf4illinois.com. But we are really offering the people of Illinois a new start. And that's just not in terms of voting for us, but also a new tone, a new direction in the politics of Illinois.
When you see the polls, you hear the people talking and stuff. People are fed up with the way things are going, but it seems like it's hard then to get them to actually do what needs to be done to make that change, which would be to vote for one.
Well, you know, it is frustrating. You know, none of us are happy about how things are going in Illinois, but ultimately, you know, we have to make that decision to go vote. We have to make that decision to say, you know what, we're going to vote for ideas. We're going to vote for leaders that can unify us. We're not going to vote for the billionaire-backed candidates. I mean, that's, you know, we talk about, you know, people say, I don't like the level of toxicity that exists in politics right now. Well, then don't vote for toxic candidates. Same thing, you know, regarding like there's a slate of candidates that were produced, you know, in a, you know, backroom deal without any transparency. Well, if you're tired of backroom dealing and no transparency, don't support candidates that are produced via a backroom deal. It comes down to us taking ownership of our state.
Right. You mentioned cost and stuff, and as we mentioned earlier, Pritzker's running touting, you know, how he's stopped the or froze the gas tax, but yet again, you can cross the bridge over into Missouri, get gas for almost a dollar a gallon cheaper.
Well, this is why the people of Illinois are ready to make a change. They realize that J.B. Pritzker no longer has the moral authority to lead our state. He has lost that because he doesn't have any ideas other than more taxes and more government. He doesn't tell the truth, and he doesn't follow the rules that he sets for everybody else. And that ad is, you know, clearly him, you know, misleading the people of Illinois, because the gas tax is still in place. Mm-hmm. What they did was they delayed a scheduled increase, but they're not saving you any money. They're not lowering the prices of gas at the pump for you. They have just said that for the next couple months, we're not going to increase it anymore. But make no mistake, them saying, oh, well, we're going to wait a couple months until we tax you again, that just shows how out of touch J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats are. You know, and we need to remember, you know, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And, you know, it is a, you know, the government taking your money as taxes, taking property away from you, that should only be done when you have a government that is operating in a trustworthy manner, that is trying to be good stewards of your tax dollars. And the casualness with which J.B. Pritzker will talk about taking more of your hard-earned income for taxes really is infuriating.
Right. Well, we're just about out of time here, but again, the primary election coming up 2 weeks from today. Encourage people to get out and vote. And
Well, thank you to all your listeners for listening to me over the course of this campaign, and you know, prior to that, when I was your state senator, really have enjoyed the opportunity to come in and speak with you during this campaign, and I do ask for not only your trust but your votes on Tuesday, June 28th.
All right, hopefully we'll be talking to you again in July.
And that sounds good.
Heading towards the general. So. All right, for the People Speak, I'm Jeff. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.